With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Well, outdoor living spaces have never been more popular, and that includes outdoor kitchens.
Yes, but cooking and dining outside requires some special recipes of their own. Here with tips for designing an outdoor kitchen is Richard Trethewey, the plumbing and heating contractor on TV's This Old House. Hey, Richard.
Hey, guys. Glad to be back in the money pit.
Yes, and let's get into the kitchen. Actually, let's get out to the kitchen. Designing an outdoor kitchen is a bit different than designing an indoor space, right?
Yeah, I mean, the indoor kitchen seems like there's never enough counter space. There's never enough place for cabinets and everything else. The outdoor, you're limited to your acreage.
Well, and accessibility to all of your fuel sources and water sources.
Right,
that's a big to-do.
But you start with sort of location. Sort of, okay, where am I gonna put it? Now you want to say, all right, now how do I get water and waste out there for a sink, if I'm going to have a sink?
Right.
How do I get fuel out there? So that means that a lot of times, at least it abuts the house or it's attached to the house. Then you got to think about how it's going to be used socially. So if you want to find a way that you can have space where if you have a smoker or something like that, you don't want the smoke blowing into people's eyes and stuff like that. So you got to think about prevailing breeze. You have to get your
invariably, if you're the host, you're going to be making that trek to the real kitchen inside the house, back and forth and back and forth. So I think if you add up all of those very practical considerations, the kitchen will kind of self-locate.
Yeah. There's four things you got to get out there. Water, as I mentioned, water, waste, a fuel for cooking if you want gas, and electricity is always important to get out there for lighting and for all the appliances. Everybody needs to charge their phone, too, even when they're
outside.
Of course.
Well, and I like the idea of having a refrigerator outside if you're barbecuing. This way you can keep, I don't know, sauces, salads, things ready to go on the grill.
Beer.
Yeah.
So the outdoor kitchen is not an important thing for me, particularly, since we live here in New England where we had 180 inches of snow last year.
Right.
So it's a short-lived room.
Right. But for many people, they do really enjoy that outdoor space. And it's a step up to it. So you mentioned water. Now, we obviously need to be able to get water out there in the warmer weather, but we need to be able to drain that pipe in the cooler weather. How do you position the plumbing so that becomes something you can do yourself as opposed to having to sort of blow it out like you might a sprinkler
system? It requires just a little bit of thought and find a way where the hot and the cold come and from a point where at the lowest point inside the house, there are two drains so we can drain water out, or it can be outside the house. But you have to find a way that without any major worries, you can simply get the water out of the pipes. You're not, every year, you're not having to replace the pipes.
So it could pitch backwards into the house, as long as it drains at the bottom, or it could pitch downward towards the sink itself.
Correct. Now, the other thing is every fixture, if you're going to make it legally plumbed, if it goes back into the house, it has to have a trap. And so the trap also has water in it. So you have to think about that, And so a lot of times, if it depends on the part of the world you're in, some people just let the kitchen sink drain to a
drain
dry,
outside
to a dry well,
dry
or something
well
like that. Because it's not going to be used for heavy-duty food prep. You're going to do a lot of the food prep inside the main kitchen.
It's pretty much clean water that drains out of that.
What about a cooking source? I mean, ideally, you'd love to take your natural gas from inside the house and bring it outside, but how much of a challenge is that?
Gas pipes are pretty straightforward to run. I mean, they don't need pitch, and they're relatively small. They can be run in steel, or they can be run in some parts of the country. You can use the stainless steel corrugated flexible gas supply piping. So that shouldn't be too big of a deal to run it. A lot of people love to have wood grills and wood smokers outside, so it becomes part of the theater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the equivalent of a big green egg is sort of as theater as the center of the space. But gas is what most people want to get.
Now, how about running electricity out there? We have to be careful with those circuits because they're more susceptible to getting a shock.
Yeah, you're in a place where the rain can come, and so you need ground fault interrupted circuits, something that'll have a breaker and a safety so that you don't get electrocuted. And you should be able to completely kill that from outside, so you're not leaving power out there all in the bad weather.
And you probably need a specialized refrigerator freezer for outside because we know that as temperature changes, it will ultimately not cool what's in there.
Yeah, it's quite an industry though. There's some unbelievably beautiful outdoor appliances and fixtures. It's just crazy how that you know, that it's just additional living space, and it's theater.
Yeah, and I think in a lot of parts of the country, it absolutely contributes to the home's value, too.
Having
that second kitchen outside is something that's really going to turn on the buyers.
I wished I lived in a place that it could be viable.
Where you could enjoy it, right?
So I got to move.
That's the solution. Richard Trithewey, the plumbing and heating contractor on TV's This Old House, thank you so much for helping us out with outdoor kitchen design.
Great to be back.
All right, you can catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For local listings and step-by-step videos of many common home improvement projects, visit thisoldhouse.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.